Of this week, Frankie Miller. It's a catchy thing, that. It's going to be a big hit, I think. And it's called The Darling, not to be confused with the old Beach Boy hit there. And it sort of put me in mind of somebody, and I couldn't sort of put my finger on it. And then I see it was produced by Dave McKay, and that's what sort of reminded me of who it was reminding me of. It's getting very confusing. Bonnie Tyler. I don't know if you put you in mind of a Bonnie Tyler single. Not anything specific, it's just the kind of thing that Bonnie Tyler's known for. And, of course, Dave McKay is Bonnie Tyler's producer. So there you go, see? They do have an influence, these people, you know, producers. It's a good record. It's going to be a hit. This is Linda Swan. Jukebox Gypsy. I'm looking for an old jukebox, by the way, if anybody out there knows.
Jukebox Gypsy jangle. Shake that dress up high. Hold your dress up high.
Linda Spahn, Jukebox Gypsy, and a really super sound there, and rather sort of unusual for them, sort of up tempo, and right now it's 12 minutes away from 12, and our is, was, or should have spot. It's true, I am looking for a jukebox, actually. I'll tell you the kind of thing I really would like. Went round to Anne Nightingale's house one evening when I was working down in Bournemouth, in Brighton, sorry, where Annie lives there. And she's got this fantastic, sort of mid-50s, hideous jukebox. It's chrome and garish and fabulous. And it's that kind of thing I'm looking for. So, I'll say no more. I'm saving the records for them, though. You want double A-side records for jukeboxes. I've got hundreds of them just waiting to be filed into a hideous chrome monster. And I'm not talking about the boot of my car. This is La Bionda, Simon Bates Record of the Week. One for you and one for me. Beyond the joke. One for you and one for me. Now you all know the words. Sing along. Is that Jonathan King I hear? No, it is not on this occasion. He's got a version of that out at the moment. It's a more of a disco version. He's sort of done a disco-type thing of it. And it's a battle on for chart honors between that and, of course, the La Bionda, which is the original version. This is Jerry Rafferty, and Right Down the Line.